And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. God is love. Not God has love. Not God gives love when you earn it. God is love. And if God is in you, then love is in you. The question isn't whether you have love today. It's which love are you participating in? Because there are two flows. The world offers one version of love. It's conditional, inconsistent, and often contradictory. We see it everywhere. People calling for love and unity one moment and posting something hateful the next. The world's love is more of an ideal than a reality. It sounds beautiful, but it breaks down quickly under pressure. Then there's God's love, initiated by Him, not earned by us. Unconditional, relentless, and not dependent on whether the other person deserves it. This is the love that laid down its life before we ever asked for it. This love doesn't retreat in opposition, it rises. Here's the principle that changed everything for me. Where you participate, you replicate. If you're participating in the world's version of love, reacting to every offense, keeping score, letting disappointment turn into bitterness, you will replicate the world. You'll look more like the culture than like your father. But if you're participating in God's love, receiving it, trusting it, responding from it, you replicate heaven. His love flows to you, takes root in you, and flows through you towards everyone you encounter. Now, this is key to participation. You can't give what you haven't received. The first step to walking in love is to receive it for yourself first. Let Him love you today, not as a concept, as the most real thing about your day. When you are resting in His love for you, love for others isn't something you have to force. It flows to you, in you, through you. The love you participate in is the love you replicate.